This daily Christian newscast is brought to you in partnership with SermonAudio.com.
It's Tuesday, May 28th, AD 2019. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Kevin Swanson and heard at TheWorldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. The Brexit Party dominated the European Union election over the weekend, winning 29 seats for the United Kingdom compared to the Labour Party's 10 seats and the Tories' 4, reports the BBC. The UK Conservative Party received its lowest vote count since its formation in 1834. Brexit cheerleader Nigel Farage took the vote as a mandate, announcing to the media it's time to put the no-deal Brexit back on the table. The entire European Union took a major hit with the nationalist parties gaining ground in the election. Hungary's nationalist party retained 56% of the vote, and 53% of the Poland vote went to what some call the Euroskeptics. That represented a 31% increase in support for the anti-European Union position in Poland over the previous 2014 election results. In short, the center-left and center-right pro-European Union blocs lost their majority in the 751-seat legislature, and the Eurosceptic blocs gained 33 seats for a total of 114. European Union expert Jeff Botkin has been following the elections, and he told The Worldview this will be a game-changer for the EU over the next 5 years.
The trend is to get control of the countries back, to remove all these childless politicians who've been steering the country into suicide and self-destruction, and then begin to take control of their immigration policies, their tax policies, their military policies, which have been turned over to this big supranational European Union, and return all those policies to the local level where the people of their own countries can decide their future. So the trend is in a good direction. The trend is in the direction of freedom.
Genesis 11, 4 through 9 says, "Then they said, 'Come, let us build ourselves a city with a tower that reaches to the heavens, so that we may make a name for ourselves. Otherwise, we will be scattered over the face of the whole earth.' But the Lord came down to see the city and the tower the people were building. The Lord said, 'If as one people speaking the same language they have begun to do this, then nothing they plan to do will be impossible for them. Come, let us go down and confuse their language so they will not understand each other.' So the Lord scattered them from there over all the earth, and they stopped building the city. That is why it was called Babel, because there the Lord confused the language of the whole world. From there the Lord scattered them over the face of the whole earth." Brazil's Supreme Court has ruled to provide anti-discrimination laws to homosexuals, which will extend to employment and, quote-unquote, scorning of homosexuality. Christian pastors like Marco Feliciano disagree with the ruling. The prominent evangelical leader told the Financial Times, quote, "We have freedom of speech, of belief, and worship. We cannot tear pages from our book, the Bible. The court decision cannot take from a priest, pastor, or a Christian for that what he thinks," end quote. Last week, Kenya's highest court upheld a law prohibiting homosexual acts, punishable by 14 years in jail, reports Reuters. The UK Methodist Church's Marriage and Relationships Task Force is calling for the, quote, "celebration of pagan homosexual wedding celebrations in their chapels," end quote. The chair of the group said, "It's just a call to engage with, quote, the reality of how people are living," end quote, as reported in the Evangelical Focus. The group also called for support for cohabitation, where couples live together in fornication. The report will be considered at the Birmingham UK conference a year from now. Ephesians 5:6-8 warns us to let no one deceive you with empty words, for because of these things the wrath of God comes upon the sons of disobedience. Therefore, do not become partners with them, for at one time you were darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Walk as children of light." Southern Baptists have lost more members in the last year, according to the Baptist Press. Now, 14.8 million down from 16.2 million 10 years ago. However, weekly church attendance hovers around 5 million. Christianity Today reports only half of kids raised Southern Baptist stay in the Southern Baptist Church. Smaller conservative denominations still seem to be on a growth trend, however. the Presbyterian Church in America has grown from 41,000 members to 385,000 members since 1973, registering a 7% increase in the last 5 years. And the Orthodox Presbyterian Church has seen a 16% increase in membership over the last 15 years. The U.S. Supreme Court has taken a side against religious liberties again in a zoning case in which the city of Arlington, Ohio, refused to rezone a property for a Christian school. The High Court refused to take up the appeal from Alliance Defending Freedom on behalf of Tree of Life Christian Schools. Last Friday, the same liberal judge that struck down Mississippi's 15-week abortion ban last year has temporarily blocked another Mississippi law to restrict abortion for children who register a heartbeat, reports FaithWire.com. U.S. District Judge Carlton Reeves's ruling came after Republican Governor Phil Bryant signed the fetal heartbeat abortion restriction into law. Mississippi was the first state to liberalize abortion laws back in 1966 by allowing for abortion in the cases of rape and incest. Join our annual Generations Father-Son Retreat in the Colorado Mountains Thursday, August 29th through Sunday, September 1st. You can register now and save $120 at ColoradoFatherSon.com. And that's the World View in 5 minutes on this Tuesday, May 28th in the year of our Lord, 2019. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at TheWorldView.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.